Okay, we're picking up seven lines from the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. We are at the words of Ella Itzrich, just to remind ourselves what we're holding. So it's a hard Gemara over here. So basically, the Gemara is wondering, where do I learn that that a mitzvah, where do I learn that the Torah tells us that there would be a concept that a mitzvah essay can be doche, even a los essay that has kares? Because the Gemara was bothered by the fact that we had the gzera shava of the word aleah, that a woman who is married, Reuben's married to Sarah, right? And then Shimon was married to Rachel, the sister of Sarah. Where do I learn that Shimon's wife is usher to then do yibum? So the Gemara had a gzera shava to teach you that she's forbidden to do yibum. So the Gemara says, why do I need the drush in the first place? Where do I ever learn that a mitzvah asei daraisa of yibum should override a law that has a karis to it? So why am I learning that? So the Gemara says another explanation why this would be. So the Gemara says ela itzeh. So you need the drusha to teach you that you would exclude a wife's sister from yibum because of the following. Salkadaita chamina, because I would have thought teisim. That you should learn it from the mitzvah of kibud avim, honoring a parent, honoring a mother or father. That's a mitzvah essay, and that we should learn from there that yibum does in fact would in fact a lav that has karis. So where do we see this? Tisanya, because the Braisa teaches you yachol ya kibud avim docha shabbos. I would have thought that honoring a parent, a mother or father, to tell if they tell you to do something which is involved in violating an isser, even an isser daraisa on Shabbos, I would have thought that you should listen to them. Talmud lomar ish bimo ve'aviv tirov. It says that your mother and your father, you should have fear. You should fear them. And my Shabbos is you should keep. So I on Hashem Elokecha. The Hashem Shabbos is on Hashem Elokecha. So what do we learn from here? Kulam chayim mechvodi. Ani Hashem Elokecha. Just like I'm the God of your parents, so too I'm the God of you. So therefore, if your parents are also chayiv and mechvodi, they also are obligated in my honor. And therefore, if they tell you to do something which is an iser deraisa on Shabbos, you do not listen to them. Rather, you listen to me because your parents are also chayiv to listen to me as well. So now the Gemara says, my love. So can we learn from there? De amar leish halchot li basheli, that which implies that if a person's father tells him or mother tells him to cook for me, to shecht for me, or to cook for me, those are violating one of the 39 malachos, which is going to be Isser Dereisa, which is an Isser Karis if not done in front of other people. So you're going to be chayv an Isser Karis. And yet we needed a pasuk to teach you that the reason that it's mutter is because we have this pasuk that says this whole drasha. And if it had it lav and it had not been for this drasha, this special limud in the Torah, then I would have told you that honoring one parent should have in fact overrided a iser deraisa, which even has the iser deraisa has it attached with it, the iser karis. So we see from here that generally a mitzvah's essay would in fact override a lav which even has karis, and therefore if the Torah had not specifically excluded the wife's sister from yibum, I would have thought that the mitzvah's essay overrides the iser daraisa even when there is karis attached to it. So therefore we have a raya, and that's why I needed a pasuk to teach you that a wife's sister is pater from yibum from the limud of gzera shava, not just from the fact that we know that it can't override an iser lav. So now turning on to the Talmud, it says lav, turning on to vav amud aleph, lav demechamer, the limud that you just had to bring a proof that generally mitzvah's essay can override even a lav sheyesh bo karis. That's not correct, because the whole limud was only talking about the iser of mechamer. Mechamer is leading an animal to do a malacha for you. The lav of mechamer is not an iser. It's actually machlokas in Gemara and Shabbos. We're going according to the Ma'amar that holds it's not an iser karis, because at the end of the day, it's not my own physical action where I'm violating the lava here. Here, the animal really is bikaron doing it. I'm just leading it to do the avera, so therefore it's an iser deraisa, but not an iser karis. So since it deals specifically with non-karis, we don't have any inference with regards to what would be the din if you have a lav that has karis attached to it. Would it be overrided by the din of a mitzvah saseh? So Gemara says, v'afilu hachi lo dachi. Yet you say that nevertheless, that when it comes to honoring one's parents, it's not overrided by the iser that's less than Isra Chamis, Ela Dekai Malan. So then that which we establish of the Ase Ase, the Doche Los Ase, that the concept that a positive commandment generally would override a Los Ase. So the Gemara says, Ligmar Mahacha de Lodechai. So here we have a Mitzvah Kibbut Avahim, and Mitzvah Kibbut Avahim doesn't override Mechamer. So shouldn't we learn from over here, from this Drasha that we have, Ani Hashem Elokechem, to teach you in Kol HaTorah Kula, a Mitzvah's Ase should not be overrided, should not override a Los Ase. So therefore, we should be able to learn it for the Kol HaTorah Kula and learn out all of these halachas. So therefore, we have a question over here. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema, and you're going to say, Shani lav de Shabbos. No, maybe you could argue that specifically the lav of Shabbos is different, then therefore de chamir, because generally Shabbos is more chamor, because Shabbos is more chamer because at the end of the day, we learn, the Gemara in Erevin tells us, someone who violates Shabbos is ke'ilu kofar b'maisa b'rishis. He's like, he's akin to an over the vazar. We have lachas about that. If he touches wine, big shailas about that, right? The things apply to him because he's mamish considered like a kofar b'ikar. And therefore, maybe only with regards to Shabbos, you could say that the parent's honor is not going to be overrided. By regards to other aviras in a chanami, maybe you should listen to the parents. The Gemara says, v'ha tani ba'amakai, but there's a Tana who talks about that the Shabbos is not special in the garbs that be more chamer. How do I know? The Velo Kaparach, and they didn't refute this concept of learning the Hilchos Shabbos to another halacha in this regard as well. Meaning the Tana that we're about to quote is going to say that just like the halachas of Shabbos, one's parents should not override any isser of violating Shabbos, so too is this going to apply to any lav also. So therefore, we don't see that Shabbos is more chamer. Therefore, I'm going to have a justification to assume that we should learn from here that other mitzvahs also should not be overrided by a mitzvah saseh. Disana, as we learn in Rabbeisa, this Rabbeisa is talking about if you return a lost object, which is a mitzvah of Rabbeisa and also a lav, yachol amar lo avi tamei. So this specifically is talking about a kohen. If a kohen's father told him, go, become tamei, I want that item. So I want that item for me. That's going to be important. You have to have hana from it, because the whole definition of kibud avim is doing something that they want, that's going to honor them, that's the Gemara and Kiddushah learns it out. Like there's kibud and mora. Kibud is being mishamish, and do things that they want you to do. So that's why they say, I want that item, and it's in the Beis HaKvaros. And you're a kohen, and he's a kohen. So, oh, shamar lo atas, or the opposite, you were walking on the road, and you saw a lost item, and you have a mitzvah saseh to return it, and you also have a lav, shalos yichalis alim, and the father tells you over here, don't do it, I don't want you to do it. Yachal, shamar lo, I might have even thought that you should listen to your parents, even though you're violating a lav when you do this. Talmud lomar, so therefore, the pasuk comes to come to teach you, ish imo v'aviv tirao v'eshav sosai tishmaru, ani Hashem elokeichem. The pasuk teaches you, kulam chayav en bichfoidi. This implies that everybody is obligated in my honor, so we see from this pasuk that we've extended it, not just for only Hilchos Shabbos, but for all halachos. If your father tells you to do something, at the end of the day, you have no right to listen. So then what comes out from over here is that we're learning that you have no right to do a lo saseh when you have a mitzvah saseh. So we should learn from over here that all mitzvos, to honor one's parents and everything like that, even for a lav, a regular stam lav, not an isser karis, but every stam lav also should not be overridden by a mitzvah saseh. So the Gemara therefore comes on to admit that this case can't be referring to the lav of Mechamer, but must refer to the case of one's father told him to actually do a malacha, as we said originally. So we're going back on that case. And since the pasuk is talking about that point, and it doesn't override an Isser Karis, that implies, so the Gemara is going back to the original case now, that we're originally saying that, again, we are talking about a regular lav, because if we're talking about the lav of Mechamer, then we would learn from here that kol tar kulo, that also you should learn essay is not doche any los essay, which is not the case. So therefore, the Gemara goes back, and the Gemara says, you're right, we're talking about the case where the father told you to do one third of malachos, and we don't listen to him, which does taka imply that at the end of the day that you should that an essay would be docha los essay in a normal instance, even if there's a lav sheish bukaris. That's what we're trying to learn from this limud about Shabbos. So the Gemara says ella. So therefore, rather we're saying that the pasuk is telling you that a mitzvah essay sometimes would be able to override it, even an iser karis. We wouldn't have learned it from the mitzvah of yibum with regards to the wife's sister mishum deikal mifach, because you can argue the case of yibum, meaning that if we learn from here the regular cases, it would be shy after them to override a mitzvah of karis, because malahanach, the comparison of these cases which a parent instructs the child to do an isser malacha for him on Shabbos, shekin hechsher mitzvah, which is only doing something which when committing the act, it's essential. Hechsher mitzvah, we know hechsher mitzvah usually has a different point, that it's a way to perform mitzvah, but here it's actually, it's also means that it's an essential component of the way to perform the mitzvah. That's what I mean by hechsher mitzvah. In the case of kibud avim, the only way to do it is by your parents tell you to do something. So I can either do it or not do it. However, when it comes to Yibum, by contrast, we can say that in essence, there's another way to Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum. There's another option. What's the alternative option? It's to do Chalitza. And since it's not necessarily the only way to do it, so therefore, I have to have a special limud that would teach me that at the end of the day, that I know that the mitzvah, as I say, would not override the woman's, the wife, if you had two sisters, and he had to do Yibum with one of them, you would not be allowed to, because I need the limud of Alea Alea, because I would have thought it's going to. I need the limud. So the question would then again we were left to the original. No, so again, regular yibum I would have thought is going to be okay. But the Gemara, if you have a real mitzvah essay that there's only way to perform it, yibum specifically, Gemara saying is an exception because there's another way to do it through chalitza. So I don't need a limud to teach me that you could do chalitza. That's pasha. You should do chalitza because there's another way to circumvent the iser. So then why should the Torah go out of its way specifically to exclude one's wife's sister from yibum? That's the original question we have. But according to this, so then what comes out is that in a chanami, according to the Gemara, this is Rashi Rashi's maskana over here, that when it comes to a mitzvah asay, we would assume that a mitzvah is docha los asay, even if it's a mitzvah asay, sheyesh bokaris. That's how Rashi seems to understand the maskana over here. This is very interesting. That's how the Rashi understands it. However, the Rishonim are very bothered by this Pshat and Rashi. The Gemara says beferish in Daf Chaf Aleph that doing chalitza is not considered a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yibum. So how could you tell me that this is considered like another option if you explain that this is the Pshat of the Gemara? So that's a very, very difficult thing that Rashi understands like this. There's other kashas that they ask also that we also learned before in Daf Gimel that someone, an almana, who's not shayach to Yibum is also not going to be shayach to chalitza. So if there is this mitzvah, Yibum chalitza is not necessarily the same thing. Why should you mention that the option? How can the Gemara say that this case is different than observing the mitzvah? Meaning it's different. It's the same mitzvah. It's the same thing, according to Rashi. So there are explanations how to clarify Rashi's understanding. So basically, there's really what the Achronim break down is the coin that there's Tzvei Dinim according to Rashi when it comes to these kashas. That the first thing is that when there is a mitzvah, that the only way to do the mitzvah is to override the lav. The only way to do it. So like the parent tells you to do something, that's the only way to do it. That's what we're learning from that case. That case of Gufa is the only way to do that mitzvah is through that method. However, there is a mitzvah which can be circumvented, but is done through the violation of is going to be mitzvah's essence. Let's say, let's say by the example of specifically tzitzis and kalayim tzitzis, you don't have to make a four-cornered garment. Nobody told you how to make a four-cornered garment. If you're making a four-cornered garment and it has shatnez on it, you're allowed to override tzitzis. So that, the Gemara is saying, that we learn out specifically is going to be only by non-karis. That's what the Gemara was learning out. Because there's also another Gemara that implies that it's not over an Isra Dereisa of a Yeshba Karis. So to answer for Rashi, that's how the Achronim want to teach Rashi, that at the end of the day, Rashi is understanding when the only way to perform the mitzvah and it can't be circumvented, like the case of tzitzis, kalayim b'tzitzis, that case, there is a way to circumvent it. I need a pasuk to teach me specifically that it's not doche a lav sheish bakaris in that example, because there is a way to circumvent it by cutting off one of your strings. However, in the case where the only way to fulfill the mitzvah would have been through doing this mitzvah, then in Achanam, according to Rashi, it is doche a lav even a lav sheish bakaris. That is Rashi's maskana. Again, many Rishonim disagree. That's the Achronim Taich. Rashi, we're going to be mamshich with because the hamshich of the Gemara is also going to be taloi a little bit how I understand like Rashi, so we're going to continue like with Rashi's pshat and a nice explanation that Chornim give to give an answer for how he discusses the other Gemaras. Now the Gemara says, again, so back to the question, so even according to Rashi, the Gemara is problematic though, because in our original question, why do you have to have a pasuk specifically excluding a wife's sister from Yibum when there's the option of Chalisa? Why do I need that? So the Gemara says, Ela Seldei Chanamina, because I would have thought the following. It should have been derived from the commandment to build the Beis HaMikdash. The commandment to build the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah asay, and Yibum overrides the Karis Isser against taking a wife's sister. As we learn from the Beis HaMikdash, I would have thought that Binyan Beis HaMikdash should override Shabbos. As the Talmud Loma, the Pasuk has to come to teach you as Shabbos Susai Tishmor Umikdashi Tiro Ani Hashem. Also, so the Amshal Pasuk, again, you should keep my Shabbos and keep my Mikdash, the holy places. You shall fear. And Ani Hashem Lokechem. Kulam Chayam Mechodi, all of you, even the Mikdash Ki'ilu, are required to give me honor. And that means that you should not violate Shabbos in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. My La Bebona Vesosar, aren't we presumably dealing with this Malachas that are Mamish and Isser Daraisa, which are going to be an Isser Karis on Shabbos? And yet, the time of the Chadach of Tishmara, the pasuk had to go out of its way to teach you that you should keep Shabbos, even in these examples. Halav hachi dachi, but if not been for this special exclusion, then I would have thought that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash would in fact override the Isra Daraisa of the law of doing Malachas on Shabbos, even if there is an Isra Karis. So we see that that even a regular mitzvah saseh would override Karis. So then again, so that from here we're able to learn it to the case of a wife's sister for Yibum. We would have thought that had not been for the Drasha, that also the mitzvah of Yibum would override the Isra Karis of marrying two sisters. So Gemara says, Lo, Lav de Mechamer. This specifically the prohibition, in a very similar Shach Latari that we had before, that the Gemara is trying to answer that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash was only overriding, it was specifically teaching you about the case of leading an animal, which is not an Isra Karis. So then the Gemara says, but if that's the case, you're learning about Mechamer, Afilu Hachi Ludachi, then you're learning from there that the commandment to build the Beis HaMikdash doesn't override a regular Lav in the Torah, the concept that we hold that a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah, generally overrides a non-karis lav, then you should be able to learn from here that just like you're not able to build a Beis HaMikdash, and the pasuk was talking about not doing a regular standard lav, and yet you're doing that. So then, so the Gemara says, We should learn from here the lo dachi. We should be able to learn from here that it's not overriding it. We should learn from here that at the end of the day, that we should learn from here that you're not able to ezid ochelos. I say even first stam lav should not be able to. V'chitema, and you're going to argue shani lav the Shabbos the chamir. Now maybe you could say that concerning the binyan beis hamikdash specifically by Shabbos, I would say that it's more chamar. V'ha tana ba'almakai, but the tana over here is telling you that it's not just the binyan beis with regards to Shabbos. V'lo kaparech, because we don't refute it by mentioning that Shabbos is more chamar. The tana, as we learn from the brisa, yachal amar la'aviv hitame, that if a person's was told that if a Kohen's father told him to become Tameh, or do not return any lost object, he's before Yachal Yishamelo, and Midman thought you should listen to your father, Tamalomar, we learn from there, Ish Imo Ve'aviv Tirao, that every person should. That every person should be fearing. All are obligated to my honor. Even though this pasuk is teaching you one should not obey his parent when it comes to violating Shabbos, the Tana learns from here that one should obey his parents with regards to any love. So don't tell me that Shabbos is more chamor. We see that Shabbos is not necessarily more chamor in this regard, and therefore we should be able to learn that the binyan beis hamikdash should be doesn't apply to mechamer of Shabbos, and we should learn from here through this limud that just like binyan beis hamikdash, even by a standard love with regards to Shabbos, doesn't override it, so too with it comes to Karis, you should not be overridden. So the Gemara says, so then if that's the case, the Gemara concludes over here that we don't just like we had before, the Gemara is concluding that we must be referring to an Isser Karis. It's teaching us that the building of the Beis HaMikdash does not necessarily override the building or demolishing of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even when it comes to Bonev Asoser, and it's going to be a law that's Daraisa, and therefore we have a Raya, Lechora, that maybe you should that we should have said Ese Dochelos Hasei, even by a law Sheesh Bakaris. So the Gemara is going to come into a different rejection. Rather, the Gemara says, Ella, we can learn from the Mishum Eikla Mecha, we have a different question why this wouldn't be a valid limud, because Malahana Shakin Hechsher Mitzah. What is the comparison to those cases about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Because those are essential to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the only way to do it is by building it. The only obvious way, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the only way to do it is by building it and building it on Shabbos, as opposed to Yibum, though, with the same answer, the same rejection that we had before. The Yibum is fundamentally different because there is the option of doing Chalitza. And therefore, again, we don't know why is it that we have the Limud. Why do you need the Limud to tell you that an Eshes, the two sisters, two Achos, you can't, why do I need the Limud to teach you can't do Yibum? I know Pasha, you should be able to Yibum because there's another way out. You should do the mitzvah of chalitza instead. So the Gemara is going to say hechsher mitzvah. You said that that this is talking about essentially for the mitzvah. Why do I need that from the pasuk? Typically mahasam, I can learn from there that regarding honoring one's parents, when the pasuk says about teaching about honoring the parents doesn't override Shabbos, it implies that the ordinary mitzvah saseh, but the karis is essential for observing the mitzvah. Why do I need another pasuk to teach me the same exact chiddush? Again, the Gemara is asking, we basically repeated this. We had the same exact limit before, that when there's no other option, that we should not do something when there's only when there's no other option, will we say that Isser Karis kicks in. But that's the same exact limit that we just had before. So we're repeating ourselves. So the Gemara says, right, Eina Chanami. So that would be that the Gemara is telling you that it would be the same, it would be teaching us the same exact halacha, and therefore this pasuk is coming to teach me a different halacha. It must be coming to teach me a different halacha. Now, the Gemara seems to say that we're having a different drasha from this pasuk. What's the different drasha? We're learning the following. Again, meaning we've come to maskana that when there's a mitzvah essay and there's no other way to do it according to Rashi, then it does in fact override even a lav sheish bakaris. However, when there is another option, so then that's like the yibum that the Gemara tells the kasha. Why should you learn it from two sisters? So the Gemara says, so why do I need the pasuk about you should keep my Shabbos and keep the Mishkan and fear the Mishkan? What exactly, why do I need this? What is referred to specifically over here? I need it for the following drasha. The following drasha is Yachal Yisari Adam and Mikdash. I would have thought that a person should be scared of the Mikdash itself. Tamal Lomer Esob Shosadis Tishmoro Mikdashi Tiro. Nimar Shmir B'Shabbos. It says specifically that you should keep Shabbos and also fear the Mikdash. So Nimar Shmir B'Shabbos, it says specifically with regards to keeping Shabbos that you should observe Shabbos. But Nimar Mor B'Mikdash also says you should fear the Beis HaMikdash. Mashmir Mor B'Shabbos, that just like keeping Shabbos is considered the Shabbos turning on to the next Abba now. We should say, Lo M'Shabbos Ata Misyare. Ella Mimishi Hizir Ala Shabbos. You're not scared of Shabbos itself, meaning you fear the person who commanded you with Shabbos. The commandment of Shabbos is the awe of Shabbos is the one who commanded you to do it, not anything else. El Mishi Hizir Ala Shabbos. Af Mora Umar B'Mikdash. So too with regards to being the fear that's mentioned concerning the mikdash, lo mikdash al tamis yaren, do you not fear the mikdash? Ela misha hizir ala mikdash. Rather, you fear the one who commanded you with regarding to the mikdash itself. So we see from over here that you're scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ezu mor mikdash. So then what does it mean? Behavior that you should be fearing of the mikdash, meaning that when regards to fearing the mikdash, to also behave there in a manner that's respect, not just to the mikdash itself, but to the one who is dwelling in the mikdash. So what is considered reverence and fear of the mikdash? Lo yikanas adem bahara bayis b'maklo. You should not enter the base of mikdash with your cane b'manala, or with your shoes b'fundasa, or with your money pouch uva avak shal gaber aglav, or dust that's on your feet. V'lo yashinu kapanja. Should not make of it a shortcut. Urakika makava chomer, and you should not spit on that area because of kava chomer, that it's not appropriate. What's the kava chomer? So this actually in Yonah the Yomah specifically mentioned this kava chomer over here. The Gemara in Brachos Adav Samach Beis and Beis. The Gemara learns out from Mordechai. We learn over there. Ein lavol hashara melech belavush sak. Esther immediately told Mordechai to change, because it's not something that you should be doing. Shein amos kava chomer laruk shehu maos lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That when it comes to spinning, that's something which is considered disgusting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you should certainly not be doing that. Meaning, we're learning from over here that all these examples, that you should not be doing things in the area of the Beis HaMikdash that is inappropriate. So the Gemara says, Ve'ein li ela bizman she'Beis HaMikdash kayam. Now I know this halacha only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Bizman she'Beis HaMikdash kayam minayan. Where do I know that even when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, in the area of the Har HaBayis, you still have these chiyuvim? So it says the Gemara, Tama lomar et sab shosai tishmoru u'mikdashi tirau. That you should keep my Shabbos commandments, and you should keep my mikdash, which is telling you that just the mashmir amur b'Shabbos l'olam. We know Shabbos is forever and never is telling on anything else. We always have to keep Shabbos, no matter where we are, no matter what situation we're in. Af mora amur b'mikdash l'olam. So too, the fact that you have to be mora mikdash is also applicable forever. So this Tana is understanding that first of all, the Tana is understanding that kedusha rishona kitchel shaita v'kitchel asid level, which is a big shaila in the Rishonim how to paskin. There's a machlokas tanaim about this, but the Rambam famously paskin that yes, right. That's why we don't go bizman hazer. We're not allowed to go on Har HaBayis. That's how we hold. If we know where certain areas where Tommy Mace can go, maybe that would be that's where the Machlokas comes to. But everyone agrees that Kedusha of Har HaBayis, we all hold like the Rambam, that it is Kitchel HaShayt of a Kitchel HaSid Lavo. So therefore, you would have thought, even if you hold like that, that since the Beis HaMikdash is no longer around, I would have thought that maybe Mora Mikdash doesn't necessarily apply. So it says the Gemara, no, it does. So even the Mora Mikdash, all those halachas about Mora Mikdash are still going to apply on the area of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's this purpose that we learn this pasuk of Es Mikdash Absosa Dishmoro, that they're mentioned in conjunction to each other, and therefore we don't have the second limud. It's not a repetition limud to teach you the same halacha. And so again, but we're left with the original question though: why do I need the source for an ish, for two women not to be able to do yibum? Again, I could have just learned out that an essay is not docha los asay sheyesh bokar, is where there is another option, and the other option is over here is to do chalitza. So therefore, the Gemara says, so we have to have a different reason why the Torah has to have the limud. Ella saga de chamina tese behavara. I would have learned it out from the iser to do havara, to light a fire on Shabbos, which is I would have learned that the mitzvah asay overrides the stam iser karis. The Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, we call it in the brace of Rabbi Shmuel's. What does it teach you? Lo sevara esh b'chol moshav seichem. The pasuk says you shall not light a fire in any of your dwellings on Shabbos. So why do I need this pasuk teaching me that? Isn't a fire one of the 39 malachos, the classic one of the 39 malachos? So the Gemara asks a question on this. What do you mean? We have two tanaim who already teach us why Havara was singled out to teach you a different limud. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's coming to teach you that specifically lighting a fire is actually not not one of the Isser Skilas. It's only a lav. Lav Yatzar or Lechalika. So the Mason Lechalika. So according to Rabbi Nosson, it's to separate the lavim. That if a person violates multiple of the 39 Averos on Shabbos, so you're going to be chayav multiple Korban Chatzos. That's the whole point of Lechalik Yatzas. That's the opinion of Rabbi Nosson. So therefore, the Torah has to tell you Malacha of the Malacha of lighting a fire to teach you this point that each one is a separate lav in its own right. And I would have thought maybe you have to violate all 39 Malachas to be chayav Skil on Shabbos. It says the Gemara, no, not because of that point. The Sana, as we learn from the Braisa, Havara Lelav Yatzisa, that lighting a fire is there according to Divrei Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, is there to teach you that you're only Chayav Alav and nothing else. And a Divrei Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Nosson Omer Lechalik. But according to Rabbi Nosson, it's specifically coming out to separate the other malachos into distinct categories for being Chayav. Again, to teach you that if you violated multiple on the same Shabbos, you violated two or three different of the 39 malachos, you'd be Chayav two or three, by accident, you'd be chayav two or three different korban chataces. So the Gemara says, Ve'amar Rava, and each one individually also is enough to be mechayav you a misa. That's what the other Tana tells you. So again, so what was this Tana of Rav Ishmael? So the Gemara says, Ve'amar Rava, Tana mi Moshe was kamashal. I know that what does it say that you should get los of our ish b'chol Moshe v'seichem v'yom haShabbos, that you shouldn't light a fire b'chol Moshe v'seichem, wherever you live, whenever you have the Moshe v'os, wherever you're dwelling, wherever you're living, that's problematic because that usually implies Moshe v'os matamala. What do you have to teach you about where you live? That term is generally used for a mitzvah that's specifically shayach to Eretz Yisrael, right? The psukim that are shayach to Eretz Yisrael usually will use when you come somewhere with kitzavol or tzeichem and things like that. When you come to come up, when you ever mention Moshe v'os, those are usually things that are mentioned in conjunction with specifically mitzvahs that relate to Eretz Yisrael. But obviously, keeping Shabbos has nothing to do with being in Eretz Yisrael. Michti, Shabbos chovas agufi. Shabbos is a personal obligation, nothing to do with the land or its produce, which should then teach me chovas aguf noegas bein baritz b'chutzar. As we know, things that like tefillin or things like the chovas aguf, don't I have to do Eretz Yisrael and both outside Eretz Yisrael? Most of the chanukah of Shabbos, why does it have to mention anything with dwellings? Again, like a classic example, truma samaisos. That's a chova on the karka. That's why it's not chayav in chutzlar. We only do truma and we only do chala as Eretz Yisrael. So let's just chala in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not part of the Ikar Mitzvah. The Ikar Mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael, Shumas Samaisos. So the Gemara says, Mishumar Yishmael Amar Talmud Echad. So then a certain Talmud said in the name of Yishmael, Lefish Nemar V'chiyah Be'ish Chet Mishpat Mavet V'humas. If a person should have a din, he should be put to death. That's the pasuk is talking about somebody who violates an is, that the based in a gadol should be doing the carrying out of their death penalty. Shomayani Ben V'chol V'shavas. I would have learned from this pasuk that the death penalty should be carried out based whether they decided the final verdict on a weekday or on Shabbos. What do I learn? That one who violates Shabbos shall be put to death. Bishar melachos chutz based in mimisa based in that. Any melacha except for the court imposed based in right. If you do the skila, sreifa, harag, chayna, if you do all those, you're allowed to do them on Shabbos. So I know ella filo misa based in. Or I should say that no, even you're not supposed to be doing an execution at all on Shabbos. Umani mekayim vehumas. But what do I learn for? What do I apply that if a person has he should be put to death? What do I learn for there? Bechol velo b'Shabbos specifically on a weekday, not on Shabbos. Oh, eno ella afilo b'Shabbos. No, or you could say that even you should be able to kill him on Shabbos. Talmud lomar losa. The passage tells you, you shall not light a fire in any of your dwelling. So we are specifically using Moshe v'Seichem. The word Moshe v'Seichem is coming to teach you a special limud that specifically you should not be killing anyone on Shabbos. Because we use this, the same lashon that this B'chol Moshe v'Seichem is talking about carrying out judgment. Based on this, just like the first, the lashon of dwellings is referring to a court, even refers to a basin. The passage is telling you should not light a fire. So we learn that Sreifa should not be carried out on Shabbos. The Malacha of Sreifa should not be carried out even to carry out a mitzvah basin, which was a mitzvah to carry to kill the person who is condemned to death. But still, you don't do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And we learn from the other limud that we learn the other three Malachas also, that Skila, Sreifa, and Herig also would apply to that as well. So the Gemara now learned out from this source that we say that Ma'alav Rabbi Nasan. So presumably this price is the opinion of Rabbi Nasan. Damar Lachalik Gatzah, that tells you that lighting on Shabbos specifically is coming out to separate the Shabbos Malacha into distinct categories of Chiyuv, and someone who is going to be chayav on Shabbos is going to be chayav karis. The time of the cause of Rachmana lo sevaro. Yet the reason that you're not allowed to kill him because the pasuk says lo sevaro, which implies I love hachid dachi. But I will learn that if not for the specific exclusion, I would have learned that you would kill someone on Shabbos even though there's an iser karis to light a fire on Shabbos. So this implies that in other cases that you that Shabbos would that a mitzvah say would override a lav sheish b'karis. So that's the lima that we want to have right now. So Gemara says no. Maybe who says this price is according to Rabbi Nasan. In which case the Gemara makes sense. Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi who said that the lav of Shabbos is going to be only the lav of lighting a fire is the lav yatzah is coming out specifically to teach you. And it's lav yatzas, and therefore one is going to be chayav only a lav, and therefore you can't learn from here that there's a mitzvah that would override a lav sheish bakaris. But the Gemara says haminami Rabbi Yossi, but let the brisa even be considered Rabbi Yossi, and it would still prove what we wanted to prove. Why is that? Because there's a Gemara, because imar damar Rabbi Yossi havar lav yatzah. When did Rabbi Yossi say that it's only a lav is havar gridasa, only when you're lighting havar the based in bishul psilahu? But how would the based in light? They would have to have the wicks whereby they would pour lead down the throat, but they were burning it through pouring the molten lead down the person's throat. This the wick must be heated until it melts. So you have to melt the wick. So if you're melting the wick, that according to Rabbi Yossi, this would be an iser de oraisa that's chayav karis. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree to that because this is like bishul. This is not just like the lav of lighting a fire. This would actually be actual cooking. In which case, even Rabbi Yossi would agree to chayav karis. Would be chayav an iser de oraisa of misa and chayav karis. So therefore, the Gemara says Amar Rav Shimi Barashi, Hai Taina. This Taina of the Rabbi Shmuel, who's learning this, lo mishum de'asei asei v'do chalos asei, is not because that Again, so then, if that's the case, we have a good raya from the Baisa. It's not because, so he's saying, not because Esedo Chalosase, Elamishum, the Maisim and Kavachomer. You might have learned a Kavachomer to teach you that you'd be able to execute someone on Shabbos. Ve'achimar, this would be the Kavachomer. Mani Mekayim Mechale Mosimas, what I learned, someone who violates Shabbos should be put to death. Beshar Melachos Chutz Misa Beisdin. That's referring to all other Melachos, except for the, if a court has to carry out execution, you'd be allowed to do that on Shabbos. How do I know that? Elamisa Beisdin, Dachim Mechavachomer. Because there's going to be a Kavachomer to teach you that Misa Beisdin, turning on to next someone now, Zayin Menalef, to teach you that it should be chayv ma avoda, because like if the base of mikdash avoda shiach chamura v'docha Shabbos, avoda is chamura because we know that the korbanos tibur, the korban on Shabbat, the korban on Shabbos, korban on Chodesh, all those korban on Tamid, all those things override Shabbos, which is normally an Isser Karis. Ritzicha docha osa, yet carrying out execution is overrided by that. Shenemar me'im is bechidik hanemot. The famous pasuk says that you should take the kohen is already standing on top of the mizbech chabad avoda, you take him off and you carry out his punishment to be chayv misa Shabbos nuchem avoda. So now when it comes to Shabbos, which is overridden by the avoda, which is less chamer, eno din shetei rechitza docheosa, isn't logical that that execution should override it? And this was the Atano's original thought, and that's why you need to teach you this limud, to teach you that you don't carry out a misa on Shabbos, since again it has nothing to do then with that an essay docheosa sheyesh makaris. So we go back to the original question that we don't have a limud for, we don't have a limud for the teacher that essay is docheosa sheyesh bokaris. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up a ma eno dekamer Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's.